This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, if you have a loan, default is not where you want to be. But when it comes to retirement planning, default may be in our stars. Here to talk about the benefits of retirement default settings is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hi, Chris.
Morning, David.
So the default option that may have magical properties, it's about the choices you get when you sign up for retirement plans, right?
That's right. So you sign up for a retirement plan or you're automatically enrolled in a retirement plan, but you don't want to decide where am I going to put my money. Then your employer has designated a fund, an investment fund, that they'll put you into. And the jargon term for that is the default option.
And they tested this in France, and it turned out that when there are a lot of choices, a lot of the workers just kind of throw up their hands.
Yes. So this recent study came up with what so many studies have said, David, which is that, look, people get overwhelmed. And in fact, they can get so overwhelmed that they just decide, I'm not going to even participate.
Yeah. It's like when you're trying to watch something on, say, Netflix, and there's too many choices and you end up watching nothing. But if the employer does offer a default option that employees are likely to embrace, it better be a good option.
The architecture really matters. Give you a quick example. Sweden has essentially a national 401k, and in 2,000 participants could choose from 465 funds, David. And one of the choices was the default choice. But the government said, look, don't go with the default. You know, we want you to construct your own portfolio. And it turns out 2/3 of participants took up the challenge. But as time passed, you know, the number of Swedish workers picking their own portfolios shrank to less than 5%. Instead, they just went to the default option. Now, here's the thing. Turns out that was a good choice. The default fund was carefully constructed. It was well diversified and it had low fees.
So one of the lessons here in the U.S. would be the personal finance expression, keep it simple.
You know, that is one of the most important expressions in personal finance. And I really wish that more policymakers would pay attention to it. On my bookshelf, I have two books, Get What's Yours, The Secret to Maxing Out Your Social Security, and Get What's Yours for Medicare, Maximize Your Coverage, Minimize Your Costs. Well, here's the thing, David. These are wonderful books. They're a wealth of information. Each book is over 300 pages. And so, you know, Social Security, Medicare have become extremely complex to navigate for the typical retiree.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.